This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO declares international health emergency as Ebola spreads to Uganda from DRC. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak, spanning the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, a public health emergency of international concern, as cases emerge in rebel-controlled territories far from the epidemic's epicenter. The outbreak, caused by the Bundibugyo virus strain, represents cross-border Ebola transmission in the region. 9 months estimated timeline for vaccine deployment, according to WHO officials. Cross-border transmission raises alarm. The World Health Organization confirmed that Ebola cases have been detected in Uganda following initial reports from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The outbreak is caused by the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, as confirmed by WHO reports. Cross-border health initiatives between Uganda and DRC, supported by organizations like Global Health Partnerships, are being rapidly scaled up to coordinate surveillance and response efforts. Vaccine challenges complicate response. Existing Ebola vaccines may be less effective against the Bundibugyo strain. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, indicated that developing and deploying appropriate vaccines could take up to 9 months. The RVSV-Zebo vaccine, which proved effective during previous DRC outbreaks, was specifically designed for the Zaire strain. Healthcare systems in both countries are strengthening surveillance networks, with particular focus on quality and safety protocols for healthcare workers who face elevated exposure risks. Regional preparedness intensifies. Neighboring countries, including Rwanda, South Sudan, and Tanzania, have activated emergency preparedness protocols. The Relief Web Situation Report indicates that cross-border screening has been implemented at major transit points. International health organizations are deploying rapid response teams and establishing treatment centers in affected regions. The outbreak's spread to rebel-controlled territories represents a significant complication for containment efforts, as access for health teams and vaccine distribution remains limited. Key takeaways: WHO has declared the DRC-Uganda Ebola outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. The Bundibugyo strain may not respond to existing vaccines, with new interventions requiring up to 9 months, according to Gavi cases, in rebel-controlled areas, complicate access for health teams and vaccine distribution. Frequently asked questions: how does the Bundibugyo strain differ from previous Ebola outbreaks? The Bundibugyo Ebola virus represents a different strain from the Zaire Ebola virus and may not respond to existing vaccines designed for the Zaire strain, according to WHO reports. Why is cross-border transmission particularly concerning? Cross-border spread complicates coordinated response efforts and increases the risk of wider regional transmission. The involvement of conflict-affected areas in eastern DRC limits access for health teams and surveillance systems. What measures are neighboring countries taking? Regional countries have activated emergency preparedness protocols, including enhanced border screening, surveillance systems, and rapid response team deployment, as reported by Relief Web. The international health community's response to this outbreak addresses challenges posed by the Bundibugyo strain and regional conflict dynamics. Sustained international cooperation and rapid vaccine development will be critical for effective containment and prevention of wider regional spread. Source: Gavi Statement on the Ebola Disease Outbreak in Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda.